Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
Studio 1766. I'm your host, Daniel Leach of Studio 1776. I'm going to be joined tonight by Ken Scott, the Truth Warrior at Sound Creation, of Sound Creation. We're going to be talking about a live stream that Ken Scott discovered and brought forward that has been hidden from the public about Lotus Justice. And it's an interview that she did that some guys that were on the internet did not want to release. And this is a groundbreaking interview that was given today by Lotus Justice. All right, Ken, go ahead, introduce yourself there, sir.
Well, I'm just a... Hold on, let me get away from my computer. It just started firing up some sound here in relay. Hold on. I'm just a regular guy. And I'm going to have to turn this off because we're getting a feedback. Hold on.
Nope, that's fine. So anyways, guys, tonight we are going to be talking about Rexton Lotus Justice and basically what's going on to the best of our understanding and ability to do some personal research. I'm in personal contact with Lotus's wife, Ray, and we also have a team of people working on this case. And they should be listening here this evening. Hopefully some will call in. If not, that's fine because there's plenty to cover here. And, okay, are you ready there, Ken?
I am ready. Sorry about that, man. I had your blog talk on and the volume was, I bleed over. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, no problem,
that'd be
man.
Great to hear from some of these folks, man. It's as simple as Simon. The birth registration and what they've done with the birth registration is key to all of this. The house of cards is tumbling right before our eyes. And the message that she's put out in this interview, which, you know, I have to give credit to Crow 777 Radio. You know, they don't want to be a part of this, but at the end of the day, man, you heard it. You heard it yourself, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I had Social Security and that birth certificate together. And doing what she's done and claiming what she's done, absolutely correct. And I've been saying this for a time. It's the military responsibility to ensure that we're under the proper financial system to the oath of office they're taking to any of the constitutions, corporate or otherwise. Not to mention that Daytona was verified. 1990. Okay, and that was that dug that up for anything there. Real clear. This was his buddy researching in Texas that discovered that Tona, the Esquire, the nobility clause. You're not allowed to play on the playground. Sorry, and I'm sorry, but they're the folks that are mostly in control. And have been for a very long time, and we're at this point right now. So I want to be very clear to listeners. This started over some drama over her not wearing a mask with her mom still. And she had to point out Ohio was the very first place to start declaring this COVID situation. The news is letting. The news is not doing their job here. What you're seeing is real-time active termination of her knowledge, her information. They ransacked her house, so they probably have any of those documents now. What you're talking about is stuff that is so sensitive to national security and what's going on in this country. And you hear the players she's talking about, right? These are major players. These are big countries. These are big deals. I mean, this is going over to Scotland tomorrow. That's where this is going tomorrow. Because we got researchers over there. They're blasting the hell out of the office of person that was created via this birth registration process. can't say it loud enough. It has to, people have to make enough noise. And if you reverse noise, you'll get your Zion. And I'm just telling you, people, that birth certificate is key. That upper cap name that they have you all fraudulently using to their benefit, and this game is over. Game over. And if you allow them to keep pledging babies down to the local hospital, creating securities, applying CUSIP numbers, security counts, and I can't express it enough, Social Security was an instrument of the Federal Reserve System. Let me repeat that. The full insurance was a creation of the Federal Reserve System, along with the IRS and all the ABC agencies that you can think of to mention. You know, stopthepirates.com is another source that'll break a lot of that down for you real quick and really easy. Rod Class made a ruling admitting they're all private contractors back in 2012. So you've been at this a while, Daniel, right? Hello?
Sorry, man. I had it.
Okay.
I had my.
I thought I lost it.
No. I just was on mute. I didn't want the background noise. I just wanted people to hear what you had to say. This is a very important information to get out.
Yeah,
I've
been
in this movement. Yeah, probably 20 plus years at least. You know, the circles with law. You know, so I've been learning a lot. So what you're talking about and the things that you're saying and the stuff that Justice talked about in this video, particular video today, is very relevant. Now, at this point, there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of speculation because, you know, finding those documents, putting them out there for people to find and see, that's going to be the real trick of getting that stuff in a central location where we could put this information before other researchers that are like the real serious researchers. I mean, I do research. I write blogs. I report on things. But I am not like an expert on the law, you know. But I'm here to help people find that information. And I believe you're doing the same thing, Ken. You're gathering that information for a greater team.
Well, I'm gathering I try to gather information from much greater minds than mine, as I like to call them. A lot sharper tools, you know, people above my pay grade, but making sure that their information is coinciding with all the information. Like we were discussing before we opened up the show, that Russell J. Gould and what he's done and the claims he's made and him seizing the flag and him putting in jail. This is the same thing they did to him, put him in jail and character and beating down and starving. And, you know, I went through that at the hands of my own brother-in-law sheriff here in Ocala, Florida. I had no secrets about it. They almost killed me in local jail under my own brother-in-law's administration. Starved 10 days in a cell, man. And because I was serving them up at tax pursue. Registered mail at no cost to me as an independent nation state, serving their butts off, rescinding all my contracts, adhesion contracts they tricked everybody into. But this just doesn't work. They're not letting people withdraw. There's no remedy. Under the Trading with the Enemy Act, there's no remedy. So all these people that talk about, she's talking about the emoluments violations. Now you go over to Chris Hallett with E-Clause, you know. But at the end of the day, the TONA and the 13th Amendment is the very first thing that needs enforcement. And that would be the military's job to enforce, as she's saying. It would be the military's job to enforce the gold and silver being the money system. That we're not paying interest, homage, or becoming slaves of the economic system that's been created by the elite bankers. This
right.
is just no secret,
There's...
man. Ron Paul in 2012... They beat his brakes off, man. I was an hour away from Orlando. It's unreal. Hey, you remember the Ron Paul days, what went on in Orlando?
Oh, yeah. Good times.
There you go. Oh, God, good times. Dude, it was I was on C-SPAN texting with delegates that were being held captive on the bus. I told one of them, grab the steering wheel and just ram it, dude. And then it was evident that the teleprompter was really over there running the show, as they had an army of police in Orlando. I mean, an absolute army there, because obviously they knew they were pulling the show no matter what. So they needed lots of people on the ground in case. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, that's fine. But so anyways, we could go down rabbit trails here. And I love talking about the Ron Paul, but we're limited on our time here. I'd love to just stay focused
on. I'm sorry. Yeah, get back to what it's been and what is exposed in the live feed. And look, we're going to do more sharing of that. You're in contact with people such as her wife. Yeah. Sure that everyone's good with this. You got me?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I believe we are doing the right thing. We're being the voice for Lotus, because Lotus, at this point, she can't speak. But she can speak through these videos. And then we could talk about these things. We could talk about these subjects, and we can bring them to light. And then as we're doing that, we're doing that work, and we're carrying on that work that she started, you know.
This is a moment for people. This is a moment to put on their thinking and really do not let the media draw you away or downplay this idea that she's some crazy woman up there that needed a mental health check. That is just the furthest from the truth, and that's what we're doing here. That's what we're trying to talk about, and what she's done for and what she's claimed to have done for the people. Not for herself. That's huge.
Right.
That's huge stuff that people need to pay any attention to right now. And critical national security stuff going down. You know?
Absolutely.
Highest
level
right now. Highest level.
And I know there's going to be some people that are listening to this program here. And I just want to encourage everybody that is involved with this to just keep hope alive. I've seen some things that looked impossible, okay? And we have pulled out some miracles just by being activists, just by putting pressure on the courts, by putting pressure on the governors, you know, the cardinals of the church. There's all different angles to this thing, and we need to attack it from every angle. We need to bring forth the truth, the hard truth, and then let these people know that, hey, we're watching these cases with Lotus here. You know, we're going to stand by her family, and we're going to just keep pounding. And we're not going to go away. We're not going to go gently into the night here. This is going to be a fight. This is going to be a long, drawn-out fight for justice. Justice for justice, basically, is what we're looking at.
Well, maybe not. Look, this should be getting attention of the highest level. I can't stress that enough. You think this is like we're joking? I'm joking over here? I'm not joking. This should be getting attention at the highest level worldwide. And this kid, Jason, bless his heart, was over there screaming about how the world was tapping his sight so hard he couldn't. It was like nothing he'd ever seen, and he'd been doing this a while. So I can't stress to you how important the information that she's relaying in that to obviously a lot of people real fast, real time, and that destroyed all of her work. These people are not being transparent about what's going on. And, you know, and until you've actually had this happen to your family like I have, where the mainstream news is running absolute, complete, blatant lies, regardless of the evidence that you can dump in the dump truck in their parking lot, that's what you have going on with Rexton Lotus Justice, Monica Greer, proper name, to put it proper, as she likes to say, improper. And what she's obviously brought up on them has them retaliating because I'm sorry, a mental health check on a mask is pretty damn weak. You want to take someone's freedom away from them.
You know, not only that, but, you know, there was a suggestion of they were there to evict them. You know, this is the coronavirus that we're facing. And according to the law down there, the evictions aren't going to happen until the 25th. And it wasn't the 25th yet. So there was no reason for them to have the sheriffs there. The way they did this was absolutely tyrannical. You know, the sad part was that what she did by shooting, she was talking about playing a game of chess. And I don't think that her game of chess was played very well that day, honestly. Hopefully,
and,
that will be.
Look. I'm a shout for you. I almost was killed in my own brother-in-law's jail here in Marin County, Florida. Chris Blair. I cannot stress that enough. I had people with State Department connections who were flying over to communist North Korea. I had those kind of people wanting me just shut down. Sure. Imagine that. A doctor. Okay? What they do to you in these jails, in these American jails, in your own communities, is so sick and twisted. I don't think we can get videos people being tortured in chairs, tortured to death, women beat, having babies, starved, forgotten about in cells. I cannot go on enough about the prison industrial complex that we have playing out in this country today.
It's horrible. Like, absolutely, you're right. It's
worse
than
horrible, so why the hell do you think we're going to shoot our way out of it and say forget it? I'd rather just be dead. Okay, we have been killing themselves over family law. I don't want to get off base, but it's not, because it's exactly what brought her into this. Everything's connected. Every freaking little crime these people are committing is all connected to the birth certificate, upper cap name that you're so proud to have in your pocket. It's in your wallet. These jails are absolute nightmares. I was almost killed in my own brother-in-law's jail, people. Chris Blair. And you know what? They've done everything they can. So we've gone. Now they're getting ready to try to stick me in a cage again. I just got stuck in a cage. Witness the nightmare. Yeah, they're trying to push a felony on me. You can shit up. This ain't no game. They just shot Sean Anderson in the face. Oh, who
right.
Was he? Oh,
yes,
was the
they
guy?
Did.
Now you're gone. Okay. Look, man, I was there with the Bunnies and the Hammonds. I was all over this. I've been involved in this. I've been involved in this way back. Before the Bunnies and the Hammonds ever even got fired up. I do know that we have some serious problems in this country that are playing out right now, and that the conversation is not going in the right direction.
Yeah,
the one
no,
Lotus
I believe we're
you.
I believe we're in
so
the midst of a I believe we're in the midst of a civil war at the moment, honestly. And it's just as the days go on, it gets worse. It keeps getting worse.
Look,
it's not getting better.
The Facebook page that I use to express and share and tell people what's going on, there is so much information on the Ken Scott, which is true on. Okay, share my link out. If you've got a way to share that out to the Blog Talk audience, share that out. I've been telling
people
we're at war. We're at war. The Trading with the Enemy Act, that was a long time ago. Done it in incremental steps to where we're at right now. By them using this common cold, bastardized version of the common cold, whatever the hell they've done or whatever the hell they plan to do. But look, the forced vaccination that you hear coming, that you hear her talking about. Okay, she really has been bringing it to them. Now, is it to the level in which she's expressing? That deserves everyone's attention. That deserves research to us to make sure that this story does not get broke down and swept under the rug. Because, Lord, people listen to what she is. Listen to the things and how concise and precise and crisp. Do you see how well her words are together? Okay, those are signs of someone very sane. all you have to do is listen to that interview, and I'm sorry, you don't walk away from that going, oh, man, that lady's nuts.
No, not at all. She knew her history. I mean, she laid out details, dude, that, you know, it takes people years and years of study to even begin to understand what she's even talking about. Years for people to understand that. I mean, I understood what she was saying because I've been in this for years, and I knew that she was saying.
Don't take credit from the people that are out there, man, that have already been doing research, that are already coming to conclusions, especially folks. And this is like I've been priming for this moment. If you go back and you listen to the live feeds that I've been doing over time here, you hear a message that's coinciding with everything she just put together. I mean, the certificate, Social Security, are inventions of the Federal Reserve System, people. That's as simple as I can put it. So it doesn't take you years of research to realize bankers in the history of their lineage, how they go back so far. But let's just stay in the now. Who's running the show right now? What do we got? BlackRock, the trillions. You got this Federal Reserve System. We've got to sign it. Where did all the trillions go, people? It certainly isn't going to Lotus to pay our rent, is it?
No, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And you're about to have 20 or 30 million dumped out in the street by the bankers. This ain't
going
to go over well.
In Ohio, on the 12 million people, by the 25th, just dumped out on the street, evicted.
Dumped out on
Americans.
Yeah. Americans. Over an economic downturn created by the Federal Reserve System and all their players. That you can hear them say, look, Gates is talking about two or three vaccines. It's going to be painful. What? He said it right out of his own words. It's going to be painful. The seniors might need two or three doses. We're living the nightmare right now, and nobody wants to wake up.
This is the stuff that we've been talking about for, I don't know, 20 years? And 20 years ago, the things that we're experiencing today, they would have said, you're crazy for even thinking about all this stuff. But now it's happening.
We are
now
up
it's
to our
here.
Eyeballs, people. Yep. Fear is a tool. I mean, look at these poor guys so scared of the power of the information she dumped out on them that they didn't want to be connected with it anymore. And it's just like, guys, I'm sorry, man, the interview's done. And you did a fantastic job. You guys deserve freaking Nobel prizes. You know, in my humble opinion. Like Monica, she deserves a Nobel Prize for what she's bringing on these people. But, you know, they still have an upper hand. They still have a huge upper hand with the funding. And obviously you saw the military pretty much, you know, moving in on our house on the live feed I shared tonight. And where are we? You know, where are we? Where are we in our unity in realizing that you have good people bringing out powerful truths and they're just getting the brakes to get off? I digress. I'll let you hit it for a minute.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, you know, I've been friends with Lotus on Facebook and they've been censoring so much, man, that getting this information out is going to be a challenge. But we need to stay on top of this. We need to keep sharing those links. You know, if they cut your Facebook, dude, go and create another one. You know, I got like five Facebooks, honestly, and different names, but I still have the same name. You know, I might have a Daniel Joseph Leach or a Daniel J. Leach or, you know, because they have like censored my stuff. You know, I was telling you a little bit about how my website, studio1776.org, was totally taken off of social media, you know? But we can't let that stop us.
Yeah, they don't mess with my Facebook page. That's why I'm telling you, you can go listen to all these live feeds about me bringing it. And I mean bringing it. I don't spare it, man. I'm not a, like a socialite, you know. I get on, I spit out what's on my mind and what you need to pay attention to and do some research on, and I'm out. And
yeah,
I've got a lot of
them. These are good things. These are very good things to know. And where can our audience, where can they find you if they go to search for you? What exactly are they doing? What's the key words for finding Ken Scott?
Well, the address is going to be TrueR1, you know, at /Facebook. That's TRURONE. I'm not sure which is uppercase or lowercase. You should be able to find it all lowercase. But you have my link. Feel free to share that. That's the easiest way to
find
it. I have no more room. I have no more room on my friends list, and I have hundreds of friends requests sitting in on. I have messages I could never begin to answer. I have so many people trying to communicate with me. So, I do the best I can. I find myself on some days trying to go back and look at the number of people that have messaged me and the messages and the things that they're saying. And, you know, some are encouraging, some are looking for what do I do. And, you know, you listen to my live feeds, I'm going to tell you over and over and over what's going on over the local hospital. Okay. You listen to her talk about the doc tours. Okay. That doc tour you're being taken on, because you're going to go tour the docks so we can see what vessels we're going to have in commerce and place the value on their cargo. That's mama, you know. A lot of people know this Admiralty Law, that the bullshittery. They know this in the UK, they know this in Australia, they know this in Japan, they know this over in Scotland and England and UK, all of it. Okay? You got a lot of people that know what's going on, and this message is flying. You got these people that realize what Lois is expressing. Like you said, there was a worldwide audience hitting this guy's website, hitting Lotus's interview. You know, this thing, you can't put a value to the information that you put out in that interview to folks. You know, I want to be clear that I can go ahead and just blast this thing out, let people have a really good, clear version of it. But I don't want to see anybody try to commercialize or those guys that aren't getting work. I don't want to see that.
Absolutely, man. You know, if you're doing this work out here, you know, there's not enough money you can get paid to do the stuff that we do. You know, this is just, you do it because it's God puts it in your heart to do this stuff, people. You don't do it for accolades. You don't do it for fame. You don't do it for money. You do it because it's in your heart to do the right thing. That's why I'm out here talking about Lotus. I mean, I've seen what this lady went through, what she said, tell her story. And that's why we're here. We're trying to get her story out. We're trying to be her voice and to carry on the work that this lady started. And listen, if you guys want to find more information, go ahead.
I want her heart to feel us wherever right now, away from any support system and her friends and the people that she's talking about. They know the reality of what she is sharing with people. And, you know, again, I want to say this. This is on my mind. I certainly don't want to see Paul Callis that got shot, you know, and thank God that their injuries weren't too serious. You know, and you know, prayers and thoughts, but to realize that put the position really did not warrant the truth. And knowing how related, and feel we had a body cam to know what the initial altercation was about. And so you don't see that being blasted all over the news, do you? And I assure you, it was to their advantage. It would have been on the news that night.
Right, absolutely. So, if you guys want to find more information, I gotta put the website out there. It's anti-deep state party. What we're doing is we're gathering up as much information as we can that's not going to harm Lotus, but will help her cause, okay? And as far as the police officers go, you know, I talked to Ray, and she said that, yes, she, you know, Lotus shot, but she shot as warning. She wasn't shooting to try to kill anybody over there. You know, if that means anything to anybody. The lady wasn't trying to kill anybody.
Here's the thing. Right now, the Navy PAGs should be going and picking her up and debriefing her on the information that's been dumped out. I'm going to tell you the reality of the situation. It's the same thing that happened with Russell J. Gould, who is the true commander-in-chief over the quantum grammar system, over the quantum financial system. These are bold claims. The guy's not in a padded room, and he's still out there talking on YouTube, and none of his stuff is deleted. What does that tell you, folks? Even YouTube themselves is not brave enough to delete this guy's videos, and he's making some pretty bold claims. War castles, folks. You know, it's important that you give lots of information in this, even beyond Lotus. Woodstock Part 1, Rod Class, Woodstock Part 1. These are crucial pieces of information that will help you digest what Lotus is talking about very quickly. Very quickly. You're familiar with Rod Class?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, these are definitely some really good sites you're talking about. I know a few other ones that obviously off the top of my head. Live Free Now. I believe it's livefreenow.org. It's either .org or .com. Live Free Now.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of those guys? They got a lot of really good information over there. And, you know, that's what we have to do is get that information out, gather that information. If you have links that you feel are going to help in this case, help carry on the voice of Lotus Justice, you send those links to Anti-Deep State Party. We have a place where you can leave comments underneath Lotus's page. I'm actually creating a page specifically for Lotus under her name. So if you go to the Anti-Deep State Party and you type in Rexton Lotus Justice, you're going to see that she has her own page. It's not just a blog post. She's going to have her own page up there. So help us gather this information, make comments, post links, do your part. When you guys come across videos, you come across links that you feel is going to help the cause for liberty and justice, you come over there and you share those links, and we will, I promise you, we will put those things up. We will get that information out, and we're going to do stuff that is productive here.
Well, let me encourage people to do one thing right now, as aggressive as possible, is to start demanding transparency and cams. And I want, dude, what are they doing to her house? You know, if you're talking with Ray, did they take all her paperwork? Did they take all her records? Did they take her computer? What are they taking? That's very important to know right now to show.
They did take a lot of the paperwork. They did leave Ray's computer. You know, some of the most important documents are gone. So, you know, those are probably going to be used, you know, obviously in a court of law or something. Maybe if there's justice, they'll actually use that stuff in a court of law, and it'll favor, you know, what she's been teaching here.
Let me ask a question here. Where was their warrant to seize her documents? Thought this was a mental health check. That's what the news said.
According to Ray, they didn't have a warrant to go into the house. And according to Ray, they didn't even announce themselves before they broke the door down. But we are going to be doing an actual interview with her. And so you're going to be able to hear her voice tell the story of what actually happened. They were laying in bed when the police broke the door down without announcing themselves. So,
Roger,
I mean, there was a lot of really bad shit that went down on this case. And that's that. That's part of the reason.
Yeah, sorry if I stop you like that and say, whoa, wait a minute. How are they seizing papers?
Yeah,
how are they seizing property? Wait a minute. I don't care if they're being evicted because, listen, this is what happened to me in Colorado when they took my house. I was paid at the day on, evicted me, and stole my guns and everything I owned. I don't even have baby pictures anymore. I took my dogs, my trucks, my trailers, my guns, my property, my clothes, everything. I was put out on the streets of Colorado. My family was put out on the streets of Colorado. On a house.
Yeah, they did something. They did something really similar to Ray. They didn't even charge her, but what they did was they stole her cell phone, and then they put her out on the street with no shoes, and she had to walk like 7 miles to get to safety, basically, and she's still got. Charred or pieces of glass in her feet from what they did to her.
Listen, my brother-in-law, they put me out on the street at like midnight with, you know, no shoelaces, no belt, make you look like a homeless guy. So hopefully you get picked up before you can even get home. That's what they do.
Listen,
the dirty dealings of these people cannot be understated. You think that people are over exaggerating the situation when they start telling you how bad these things are, and you want to dismiss them?
So, hey, I hate to interrupt. We're on the verge of the end of the show. If there's any last things you got to say here, let's get those things out quick before the phone hangs up here.
Listen to the interview that's going to be shared out more and more. That's really where we're at right now in absorbing what she has put out, what she's done, verifying as much as possible what she's done. And Ray can be helpful with that. I love her work. And, you know, I express to people, this is so important right now because this is the future of your children and grandchildren. And this is the future of those that have yet to even enter into this world. They're on their way. There's some sitting in the womb. And our responsibility is that big. Our responsibility is to make sure that these babies, our future generations, have a safe landing. And right now, we have them landing in such a nightmare. And it's our responsibility to change that. And that is what responsibility Lotus took on in exposing what she's been exposing.
You know, I'd like to do a part two of this video,
sure,
or this show, speaking just on those subjects alone, because time to go into all of that stuff. And that stuff is really important. And that's what really, I think, part of the reason that they went after her real hard is about things that she was about to expose about the Jeffrey Epstein connections, how there's a military base in Ohio that is basically kidnapping kids. There's a lot to this story that the mainstream media is never going to tell anybody. And those are some of the things that we... Yeah, these are things that, need to be talked about for sure. So, but anyways... Hey, listen, let's say goodbye at this point because I don't want this thing to be hanging up on us before we can finish out.
You caught me up with things I didn't know. I appreciate that. And Ray and everyone who's listening and everyone who's trying to help, thank you very much. Thank you for helping support, protect the people, because that's what she was working on.
Yes, the children, especially the children. And we're going to post this up on the Anti-Deep State Party. So if you guys want to find out more about the links that we're talking about, I'm sure Ken's going to be sharing links with me. I'm going to be putting stuff up there. Like I said, check out that page over the Anti-Deep State Party for Rexton Lotus Justice. And if you guys have anything that you feel is important to share, please do come over make comments, share links. This is a team effort. There is no one hero here. We are in this, and so that's the deal. This is not a one-man show, and Lotus needs as much help as possible right now, and so does our country. So anyways, I want to say God bless everybody, and thank you guys all for coming here and listening to the program tonight. We are going to do part two. We're going to get into the details of some of these things that Lotus was exposing, and it's really going to be fireworks. I'm telling you, some of the things are just mind-blowing. So anyways, good night. God bless, and check out Anti Deep State Party. And we'll be sharing Ken's links up there as well to his profile page. Anyways, everybody, good night. God bless, and we will see y'all on the flip side.